Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Coming up on 5-Minute News. With evictions looming, Biden fails to get Congress to extend ban. Trump urged justice officials to declare election corrupt. And study says vaccinated people can carry as much virus as others. It's Saturday, July 31. I'm Anthony Davis. A nationwide eviction moratorium is set to expire today after President Joe Biden and Democrats in Congress worked furiously but ultimately failed to align on a long-shot strategy to prevent millions of Americans from being forced from their homes during a COVID-19 surge. More than 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction, some in a matter of days, as nearly $47 billion in federal housing aid to the states during the pandemic has been slow to make it to the hands of renters and landlords owed payments. Tensions mounted late Friday as it became clear there would be no resolution in sight. Hours before the ban was set to expire, Biden called on local governments to take all possible steps to immediately disperse the funds. Evictions could begin as soon as Monday. The stunning outcome, as the White House and Congress each expected the other to act, exposed a rare divide between the president and his allies on Capitol Hill, and one that could have lasting impact as the nation's renters face widespread evictions. Biden set off the scramble by announcing he would allow the eviction ban to expire rather than challenge a recent Supreme Court ruling, signaling this would be the last deadline. He called on Congress on Thursday to swiftly pass legislation to extend the date. Racing to respond, Democrats strained to rally the votes early Friday. But after hours of behind-the-scenes wrangling throughout the day, Democratic lawmakers could not muster support to extend the bill even a few months. An attempt to simply approve an extension by consent without a formal vote was objected to by House Republicans. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's House Pulse survey, as of July 5th, roughly 3.6 million people in the U.S. said they faced eviction in the next 2 months. President Donald Trump urged senior Justice Department officials to declare the results of the 2020 election corrupt in a December phone call, according to handwritten notes from one of the participants in the conversation. "Just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman," Trump said at one point to then-acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, according to notes taken by Richard Donahue, who was then Rosen's deputy and was also on the call. The notes of the December 27 call, released on Friday by the House Oversight Committee, underscore the lengths to which Trump went to try to overturn the results of the election and to elicit the support of senior government officials in that effort. Emails released last month show Trump and his allies, in the last weeks of his presidency, pressured the Justice Department to investigate unsubstantiated claims of widespread election fraud, forwarding them conspiracy theories and even a draft legal brief they hoped would be filed with the Supreme Court. The pressure is all the more notable because just weeks earlier, Trump's own Attorney General, William Barr, revealed that the Justice Department had found no evidence of widespread fraud that could have overturned the results. Unsubstantiated claims of fraud have been repeatedly rejected by judge after judge, including Trump appointees and by election officials across the country. These handwritten notes show that President Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election in the final days of his presidency, Committee Chairman Representative Carolyn Maloney said in a statement. Meanwhile, the Justice Department, in a reversal, says the Treasury Department must provide the House Ways and Means Committee Donald Trump's tax returns, apparently ending a long legal showdown over the records. In another dispiriting setback for the nation's efforts to stamp out the coronavirus, scientists who studied a big COVID-19 outbreak in Massachusetts concluded that vaccinating people who got so-called breakthrough infections carried about the same amount of coronavirus as those who did not get the shots. Health officials on Friday released details of that research, which was key in this week's decision by the CDC to recommend that vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the US where the Delta variant is fueling infection surges. The authors said the findings suggest that the CDC's mask guidance should be expanded to include the entire country, even outside of hotspots. The findings have the potential to upend past thinking about how the disease is spread. Previously, vaccinated people who got infected were thought to have low levels of virus and to be unlikely to pass it to others. But the new data shows that is not the case with the Delta variant. Leaked internal documents suggest the CDC may be considering other changes in advice on how the nation fights the coronavirus, such as recommending masks for everyone and requiring vaccines for doctors and other health workers. The Delta variant, first detected in India, causes infections that are more contagious than the common cold, flu, smallpox, and the Ebola virus, and is as infectious as chickenpox. COVID-19 vaccines are still highly effective against the Delta variant at preventing serious illness and death. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app, ask your smart speaker, or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
Hello, this is Gary Chahot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.